With your help, we can continue to fight for freedom. This is not possible without your generosity. Join our quest for the truth and our freedom. Simply visit www.realitycheck.radio/donate to make a difference today.
Welcome back to Counterculture here with Reality Check Radio and Marie. Joining me now and welcoming back to the show, I've got Ali Marie Diamond and Gloria Masters here from Wahine Toa Rising. Hello, ladies. Welcome back into the house.
Thank you.
Hello.
So good to have you here. And I've got you on because I got some information, you flicked it through to me, Ali, around a Congress of Abolition of Prostitution, which is a big meeting which is coming together in Montreal in Canada very, very soon. You two are both being invited to speak. This is an incredible opportunity. Now, the first thing I want to say is the theme of the conference is equality in action. And I am very pleased to see the word equality has been reclaimed, which is most exciting for me. But look, Ali Marie, tell us a little bit more about this Congress and what you guys are looking to travel up and do there.
So it's pretty exciting. So the Congress is hosted by quite a few exit organisations, as well as the Coalition Against Coalition of the Abolition of Prostitution International Organisation. And it's a conference where everyone from around the world, so globally, will be coming to meet in Montreal. And there'll be a lot of speakers there, especially from First Nations in the political area. And it's really about, I guess, everyone coming together to learn more about abolishing the systems that cause the exploitation and prostitution, which is really important for us, I think, to learn more, to be able to bring those tools and skills back to New Zealand so that we can really make a difference in New Zealand in abolishing those systems that exploit our most vulnerable.
So in terms of that exploitation, I mean, we've talked about it here before, and I've done quite a bit around the stuff with decriminalisation. Of course, decriminalisation has gone and created an environment in New Zealand, which is, along with it, it's removed a lot of regulation and created almost a Wild West environment. So what are some of the learnings that you're hoping to bring back from this conference that will make meaningful change for people who are in sex work in this country?
So I think some of the biggest things that we want to bring back is how we can support those vulnerable women and young people who are in the sex trade that are there from little to no choice. How we can bring systems back to set up, a really great exit support service to support those women and children, if that makes sense.
Mm. Now, Gloria, you come from this too from another angle. We spoke last year, and you'd been sex trafficked as a child, so you have definitely a different perspective from that avenue. What are you hoping to get from the conference when you attend?
Yeah, thank you. Look, I'm eternally grateful actually to Ali Marie, because without her and Wahine Toa Rising, this would not even be a feature. So very grateful and historic moment, Ali Marie, in that it's the fourth annual Congress, but the first time a contingent from Aotearoa has going to be attending. So that's exciting for me and very honouring. Think for me, what I'd like to learn from the amazing contingent that are going to be there, because there's well over, I think, 42 countries represented at this Congress. So I'm interested to learn what they have in place in terms of supporting and helping to mitigate some of the impact this has had on the children and adolescents that have been trafficked, because what I realised was I hadn't even realised I was in the sex trade as a child, because clearly I never saw any earnings from it, but of course I had been. And that can be quite confronting as an adult looking back at that, because there was no choice. And so I think that I'd like to see how other countries manage that, because that's quite a different slant, I think. But for me, child sex trafficking happens all across the world, and at this conference, that's certainly going to be talked about as well.
Because with decriminalisation often comes normalisation.
Yes.
But this isn't normal.
No, far, far from normal. And I think decriminalisation also brings that desensitisation, you know, where we where it is so normalised that we don't even realise that trafficking is happening in New Zealand. Like, we hear a lot that, oh, no, trafficking doesn't happen in New Zealand, because a lot of people think trafficking is only, you know, when you're bringing people in from overseas. But it's so much more than that. It's, you get localised trafficking. So women who are being exploited or coerced through vulnerabilities like poverty or homelessness, you know, that's the coercion side of things, and that's trafficking. Children who are entering the sex trade through, you know, vulnerabilities like child sexual abuse or a violent home, or they're in the foster system, that's also trafficking.
Yeah. So the importance of this to bring a lot of these learnings back, and I mean both here and in New Zealand, and also you work, I mean, because you work in the space in Australia as well, Ali Marie, this obviously doesn't come cheap. So how are you ladies getting yourself up there?
We're self-funding, so we're raising funds at the moment to get all these beautiful wahine over there. We have another survivor, Nina Kay, and also a beautiful wahine who is an advocate for survivors and really wanting to support survivors is going as well. So we're just really calling on communities to try and get behind us and help us fund this trip.
Right. So if someone actually wants to give you, you know, chuck you a few dollars to help you get along, how do they do that?
So they can jump on the Wahine Toa Rising website, and they can either go into the news where there's a whole article in there on what we're doing and donate through there, or they can donate through the donate link.
Oh, brilliant. We're going to make sure that I get you ladies back on after the Congress, because I think it'll be great to actually see what it is that you, you know, what you learned, who you spoke to, some of the experiences. And as you said before, Ali Marie, and I know, Gloria, we were chatting just before we got started, that whole element in terms of First Nation Indigenous peoples there, there's a lot of learnings that we can get from all of those places, and actually how we can look at it from a global perspective as well as how we're at home. So I look forward to getting both of you back for that. Thank you very much. This has been Ali Marie Diamond and Gloria Masters from Wahine Toa Rising, and happy travels and good luck, ladies.
Thank you
so much.
With your help, we can continue to fight for freedom. This is not possible without your generosity. Join our quest for the truth and our freedom by simply visiting www.realitycheck.radio/donate to make a difference today.